Welcome to the Business Miracles Podcast. I'm Heather Dominick, founder of businessmiracles.com and author of the book Different, the Highly Sensitive Leadership Revolution, found at differentthebook.com. Since 2010, I've been training highly sensitive entrepreneurs and leaders from around the globe to work less while making more impact and income by doing things differently. I'm so glad you joined me. Listen in and get ready. Get ready for a shift in the way you view yourself, your work, your life. A business miracle. This is A Course in Business Miracles, a podcast, episode 200, the HSP superpower of deliberate intuition. In this special milestone episode, I shine the spotlight on our keystone superpower of intuition as highly sensitives in business and leadership. I talk about how we can easily confuse true intuition with early environment training, which, when not examined, can set us up to repeat unhelpful past patterns instead of pulling us forward into creating meaningful impact through our businesses. I also share information from a study by Christine McKellums and Jennifer Lerner that examines whether an intuitive mode of thought or a systematic mode of thought is more accurate. The results might surprise you. And be sure to stay tuned until the end for a special mentor challenge. Oh, and to celebrate this 200th episode milestone, I'm delighted to share an unlimited offer, which gives anyone listening to this episode $500 off our signature highly sensitive leadership training program. I am so proud that after 21 years of being self-employed and over a decade mentoring fellow HSPs in business and leadership, I'm proud that we have a 98% retention rate supporting HSPs to master their nervous system management and create aligned business and leadership systems so that they are continuously implementing and as a result, enjoying more impact and income. To make the most of this offer, simply schedule your one-on-one call by going to www.claritycall.com and mention the word or code episode 200 to activate your special $500 discount. Okay. Let's dive in and be sure to listen in to hear how you can deliberately strengthen your intuition to really work for you as a superpower, especially through these continued exceptional times. Here we go. So we're here today to focus on the power of strengthening your intuition as a core practice. It's one of the things that sets us up as highly sensitive entrepreneurs and leaders to truly be able to work less while making more impact and income. It's very powerful when it's an intentional experience. So first of all, let's remember that intuition is one of our highly sensitive strengths. Now, that just makes pretty logical sense, actually, being that our nervous system is wired to take in stimulation at a much higher degree than someone else who is not highly sensitive. However, just because you have the ability to take in stimulation at a much higher degree doesn't mean that you are set up to automatically be able to take in that stimulation in a way that's positive. And you can take a moment to write that down. And that is what intuition is. Taking in stimulation at a much higher degree, it's happening within nanoseconds, giving you information that's not necessarily available as quickly to the intellectual aspect or part of the brain. So let's start with definition. You know I love definitions. So the definition of intuition from the dictionary is the ability to understand something immediately without the need for conscious reasoning. And I'll share that again. The ability to understand something immediately without the need for conscious reasoning. Now, what I really want to highlight here is there's the aspect of the sensitivity genes, which is early environment. Now, both inform sensitivity processing within the central nervous system, which then gets interpreted into how we respond. Our responsivity. It's our psychological behavior. It's also our physiological behavior. Now, why is this really important for those of us who are highly sensitive? Because what this model shows us is that sensitivity genes are not the only informant to the central nervous system. So when you hear me talk about going through training as a highly sensitive entrepreneur and leader to train your nervous system, a major component of that training and the work that we do here in the highly sensitive leadership training programs is to decipher between the sensitivity genes and early environment information. Now, this is so key because it is our early environment that informs how we process, which is where we get trapped in limiting beliefs. Let's write that down. So when we insist that our intuition is telling us something, but we haven't necessarily gone through the process of inquiry to track back to, is this something that I'm intuiting through my sensitivity genes, or am I processing this through an early environment filter? The quick answer is, if your intuition is not leading you forward to something that you want and desire here in the now, but is setting you up to repeat past patterns, it is being informed by early environment. Dr. Judith Orloff, who specializes in work with empaths, says that being intuitive means that you are open to non-linear knowledge that comes through gut feelings, aha moments, knowings, sensing energy, and dreams. She says that intuitive empathy is a form of intuition in which you are literally sense and absorbing energy and information into your own body from other people and experiences as they're happening in the now. Just taking a quick pause here to give a friendly mentor reminder to celebrate this 200th episode milestone with me. And to celebrate, I am delighted again to share an unlimited offer, which gives anyone listening to this episode $500 off our signature highly sensitive leadership training program. Simply schedule your one-on-one call at www.claritycall.com and share the word code episode 200 to activate your special $500 discount. Okay, back to this episode's important content. Christine McGillums, and hopefully I pronounced that right, from the University of Laverne, and Jennifer Lerner from Harvard have published a paper in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology titled Trust Your Gut or Think Carefully? Examining whether an intuitive versus a systematic mode of thought produces greater empathic accuracy. This study included 900 participants and built off of an original study by Dr. Elaine Aron. For this study, they compared two modes of thought: intuitive thinking, going with your gut, what feels right, and systematic thinking, carefully analyzing the information available. Intuitive, intellectual. Intuitive, systematic. Again, 900 participants. Systematic thinking ended up being a more accurate way to read the feelings of others. Right. Let's take a moment to take that in. Systematic thinking ended up being more accurate, a more accurate way to read the feelings of others. Now, this runs counter to conventional wisdom, kind of blows our intuitive, highly sensitive superpower out of the water, and it has you think carefully to process the information you observe and hear in order to interact with empathy. So, is what you are calling your intuition truly from your sensory experience, or is it from your early environment training? Now, again, according to this study, the systematic processing ended up being more accurate because when using intuition only, people were processing it through their early childhood environment. So how do we train our strength of intuition to really work for us so that we can be relying on it as a strength, as a superpower, to really be able to pull us forward, to guide us with agility, especially through these exceptional times, which is so needed, and take a moment to write that down, to guide us with agility through these exceptional times, meaning the ability to be flexible, to be fluid, to pivot. If we default to that early childhood environment, we are going to find it more difficult to be agile. Then we are going to find creating what we're here to create through our business, our career, our relationships, our life, more challenging, especially through these exceptional times. So again, how do we support the training of our intuition? Energy management tools. Write that down. The consistent use of energy management tools, not just when you're in crisis, not just when you're having a bad day, not just when things aren't going the way that you want them to, but ongoing, a consistent core practice, and specifically the energy management tool of auto-writing. Write that down. Now, I can almost feel some of you rolling your eyes. Oh gosh, auto-writing. I'm mad at auto-writing. Auto-writing bugs me. How do I know what to trust with auto-writing? Auto-writing doesn't tell me what I want. Right? Exactly. Exactly why we want to use it as a practice. Here's my mentor challenge for you. My highly sensitive leadership mentor challenge for you. That mentor challenge is to auto-write for the next 7 days around this specific question. How am I meant to trust my intuition today with fill in the blank? So again, how am I meant to trust my intuition today with fill in the blank? Now, part of the mentor challenge is to fill in the blank with the same focus for the next 7 days. And for that focus to be an area where you are doubting your ability to create. So that might be, how am I meant to trust my intuition today with launching my website? How am I meant to trust my intuition today with being successful in highly sensitive entrepreneur selling conversations? How am I meant to trust my intuition today with making the decision to sell my practice? How am I meant to trust my intuition today with marketing from my heart? How am I meant to trust my intuition today with speaking my mind with a fellow colleague? How am I meant to trust my intuition today with expressing my truth with my spouse? You decide, but hopefully you get the idea. So again, this is my mentor challenge. You can take it or not. Use as you choose to support you and really being able to strengthen your intuition so that you're utilizing your nervous system as the highly sensitive strength that it has been created, where you're processing primarily through your sensitivity genes rather than your early environment. Thank you so much for being a part of this very special 200th episode of the Business Miracles podcast and for beginning to dip your toe into the journey of highly sensitive leadership training. If you are ready to truly use your sensitivities as strengths in all parts of your work and life, I invite you to connect for a one-on-one chat. You will experience being deeply listened to, and together we'll get a sense of whether the highly sensitive leadership training programs are the best next step for you and your highly sensitive journey at this time. Just go to www.claritycall.com to schedule a conversation. Oh, and be sure to mention discount code episode200 to receive your special $500 discount should you choose to enroll as a result of our call time together. I will say, due to the highly personalized nature of the work we do, my calendar is extremely limited. We love working with HSPs who are ready to make a difference in the world, so be sure to schedule your call before January 23rd, 2025. And if you're listening after that date, our team is always here to support you as an HSP. And while we can't promise the same offer, we are absolutely open to connecting and sharing more aligned opportunities. We so look forward to connecting with you. Talk to you soon. Thank you for being a part of this Business Miracles podcast episode and for beginning to dip your toe into the journey of highly sensitive leadership training. If you are ready to truly use your sensitivities as strengths in all parts of your work and life, I invite you to connect for a one-on-one chat. You will experience being deeply listened to, and together we'll get a sense of whether the highly sensitive leadership training programs are the best next step for you and your highly sensitive journey at this time. Just go to www.claritycall.com to schedule a conversation. We so look forward to connecting with you. Talk to you soon.